In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Today, my beloved, we're remembering the departed ones. It's called Radhanitsa in Russian, which is a joyful day, a special joyful day for all those who have departed this life. Because this day, after the big celebration of the Pascha that we had, the whole bright week, and this is the day which allotted for the commemorating of all those who had departed. And of course we have love for them. When we do commemorate them, we remember them in the prayers, and we cry out to the Lord to have mercy on them, and we bring them the message of the resurrection, and we combine the Pascha service and together with the service for the departed. And when we sing the song that Christ is risen, and the heavens is rejoicing, and all those who made it in the kingdom of heaven are especially rejoicing, and they in turn are praying for us and asking the Lord to have mercy on us, or to bring us to them, because they felt the love that we have for them, because we remembered them. And of course, those who didn't make it to the kingdom of heaven, yet the prayer is helping them by softening up a little bit their suffering and giving them hope that, well, if we not only will pray for them, but give mercy and do donations and in their names, and be merciful to others, and try to do good deeds for them, that eventually the Lord will be able to bring them into the kingdom of heaven. And because the Lord wants the love to be spread, because He is God of love. He loves everyone, and He wants everybody to be saved. And even those who have not quite made it yet, they have a chance before the last judgment. That's why it's called the last judgment, is that before that, they still have a chance to be able to come to the kingdom of heaven. If there is enough, and if they had enough in themselves, enough love to spread that love to those who have left behind, so that they will remember them and pray for them. My beloved, let's always try to remember that, and let's remember that our God is not God of the dead, but our God is God of the living, and He wants all of us to be living in the bright light of His presence, and in joy and rejoicing of the Pascha time forever and forever. And He doesn't want anybody to be together with the gloom and doom, and be in the suffering, because He loves us all. He loves us all. And to prove that, as you know, He had given His Son to be sacrificed for us. And He did that. He did that, and He resurrected Himself on the third day. And the word is spread out through the gospel throughout the whole the world. And anybody that is accepting the gospel and accepting the Lord, and they surely want to live according to His rule, according to His gospel, and by living that life, then we are absolutely engulfed in that beautiful spirit of love, God's love we have in our heart, and we would not be able to neglect those who have left this earth and went. We don't know for sure where they went. So for us, of course, the love demands that we would remember them in our prayers, and pray that the Lord will give them that greatest rejoicing and greatest peace that can be. And they in turn, seeing our love for them, praying for us. So it's the Holy Father say that prayers for the departed is less selfish than the prayers, any prayers that we would have for those who are here. Why? Well, there's two reasons. One of them, because it tests our faith, and that it shows that we truly believe in the life after, and that we are, because we're not sure, we cannot see what the immediate benefit, whether they get the benefit or not. And but we have to take it on faith. And and if we do that, when we do pray for somebody here on earth, and we see some benefit to them, we get a certain we become grateful or a certain satisfaction. But when we pray for the departed one, we will not know for sure until the last judgment. So it is a prayer, the Holy Father say that it is a selfless prayer. And this is pleasing our Lord and God, because it shows that we have love for His creation, for His people, and for Him, because we praying for the departed. So let's never forget to try to pray in the morning prayers and the evening prayers. There's always a little bit about the departed, and especially if you do the midnight service, there's a special section there about the praying for the departed. Let's remember them, and they remember us, and we all become one family of the Lord, and eventually be together in rejoicing and forever glorifying God and saying, Christ is risen, truly He is risen. Amen.